Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Deputies of the Federal Assembly, Senators, State Duma, Deputies, Citizens of Russia. In today's address, I'm addressing you in this difficult borderline time, as well know, in the period of drastic changes that are happening around the world, significant historic events that are defining the future of our country and of our people, when every one of us carries huge responsibility a year ago to protect people living in our historic lands, to ensure security of our country, to eliminate the threat emanating from the neo-Nazi regime in Ukraine that took power after the coup of 2014, we have taken a decision to launch the special military operation. Step by step, carefully and consistently, we are going to resolve the outstanding tasks. Since 2014, Donbas has been fighting for its right to live in their land, to speak their native language. It has fought and it has not given up under the blockade and constant shelling and hatred shown by the Kyiv regime. They were waiting and expecting and hoping that Russia will come to its aid. In the meantime, and you are well aware, we did everything we could, absolutely everything we could, to resolve this problem peacefully. We've been involved in negotiations on finding peaceful resolution to this difficult conflict, but behind our backs, they were preparing a different scenario. The promises by the Western leaders, their words about aspirations for peace in the Donbas, as we have seen now, it was all lies. They were just trying to win time. They were turning a blind eye on the political assassinations, on reprisals of the Kyiv regime, on tortures on the believers. They were encouraging more and more the Ukrainian neo-Nazis on terrorist attacks against Donbas. In Western academies and colleges, they were training neo-Nazi battalions personnel. They were supplying weapons. And I would like to emphasize it, even before the special military operation, the Kyiv was negotiating with the West about air defense, about combat planes and other heavy equipment and vehicles. And we also remember about attempts by the Kyiv regime to acquire nuclear weapons, and they were stating it publicly. United States and NATO were promptly deploying their troops and army bases, secret biolabs near our borders. They were maneuvering and learning about the future theater of war, and they were preparing and slaved by them, Ukraine, to the big war. And now they are admitting it publicly, openly. It's as if they are proud of their treacherous behavior, and they were calling Normandy format bluff as performance. And all this time, while Donbas was on fire, while the blood was spilled, while Russia was sincerely, I would like to emphasize this, sincerely was looking for a peaceful resolution, they were playing with the lives of the people. They were cheating in this game of cards. And these disgusting methods was tried out before. They played the same double game before when they destroyed Yugoslavia, Iraq, Libya, Syria. And they will never wash away this shame. The notions of dignity, of honor, is not something they understand. It's not for them. For long years of colonialism, dictate, hegemony, they are used to the notion that they can do anything. They don't care about the world. And in the same manner, like masters, they treat the peoples of their own countries because they have been lying to them as well by the stories they were telling them about how they...
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number three, and Mike Adams is going to be here for the next 2 hours, and he's lined up two special guests for us on two very important, piercing topics. And if you understand these issues, you understand everything. But in this segment, I want to cover the awakening, the accelerating war, and the latest COVID news here with Mike Adams. But Mike, tell us about the folks that are coming up.
All right. At the bottom of the hour here, we've got Eric Coppolino, who is an independent journalist and expert in dioxins. And he's joining us remotely. We're going to talk about how when they set fire to the vinyl chloride in Ohio, they actually created a factory of dioxins that released this most toxic chemical known to mankind. It was released into the atmosphere.
So basically like cyanide.
It's orders of magnitude more toxic than cyanide or glyphosate or even VX nerve gas. This is the most toxic molecule ever created.
That's why we have the videos of 20 miles away, all the birds falling out of the trees dying.
And wait till you hear about what's going to happen over the next decade. We're talking children being born with horrific deformities over the next 2 years, and over the next decade, mass cancer deaths in that area. But we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Then for the fourth hour, we've got in studio Michael Yon joining us. He's in the green room right now. Michael Yon, an expert in global food supply chain logistics and understanding the famine, the scarcity that's hitting us, and we're going to talk to him about what happens to the food supply when the dioxin fallout saturates the meat, the dairy, the cheese, all the eggs, all the farms out of Ohio, which grows soybeans and corn and dairy and hogs and all of that. So that's what's coming up here.
And by the way, they now have federal government numbers and the major trade associations that deal with food preparation, manufacturing, distribution, and electrical distribution, confirming off-the-record numbers of plants blowing up. So it's not just anecdotal. We see them all the time. It seems like it's happening. No, it's off the chart. Physical attacks on power grid surge to new peak. Politico, Wall Street Journal, power grid attacks surge and are likely to continue. Study finds it's all part of Extinction Rebellion.
Absolutely.
The same folks that, you know, raid animal research labs. Attacks on the U.S. power grid are surging. But you notice it's from above and below. It's pressure from above and below. And then a big article in Vanity Fair that's a lot about myself, taking out of context this info. But they admit that most of the left's actually deserting the left and now does think society's collapsing and the Great Reset's bad, but they're still kind of keeping their leftist views that are destroying them. So it's inside the dissident fringe where the new right meets the far left and everybody's bracing for apocalypse. And I ask the left again, why are you supporting the policies that are destroying you?
Well, what's extraordinary is the left right now and the left-wing media will not talk about what we're going to cover today, these dioxins and this toxic cloud fallout.
Well, that's a real environmental crisis.
That's a real environmental crisis, but they want to say carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Which is absurd. You know, you need CO2.
Well, it's because you're exhaling it and they want to make us the enemy.
Exactly. They want a war on carbon, but they want to ignore the chemicals that are destroying all of us and our animals and our farms And Alex, I'm going to quote from the EPA today. And coming up here later in this hour, I've got a research list of the nutrients that allow the body to eliminate dioxins. So this is about, ultimately, folks, this is about nutrition.
If not just about problems, it's about solutions.
Exactly. So we're going to have that here during this hour on your show. I'll go through the list for everybody.
Is he next segment or bottom of the hour?
Well, he's coming on at the bottom of the hour. Eric Coppolino.
Okay, great. So we got time to cover some of the other news.
Yes.
Let's get into what I brought up first. This paradox, and the numbers show it, 80% on average are against the war. It goes forward. They go out and do polls of liberals. They don't support the policies, but they support the people that are doing the policies because they're afraid to say no. But there's a breaking point happening, not just here, but around the world. How would you quantify this?
I mean, we're watching a suicide cult actually achieve the mass suicide of the human race right now. And it's people like you and I and all the info warriors, those watching, we are trying to stop the total suicide of the human race right now.
That's a perfect way to describe it. It's a globalist death cult, transhumanist cult, and anybody that signs on to it either doesn't know what's happening or is under Stockholm syndrome. And really, if you quantify it down to its basics, it's are you pro-future or anti-future? And what you said is very key. This isn't just a war on Homo sapiens. When you really study the globalists, putting poison in the atmosphere, poisoning the ground, aluminum dioxide, barium salt, all this, they're at war against the planet.
Yes, yes.
I think it's aliens terraforming. I logically don't cover flying saucers and all that. You can't prove it. But if you logically war game, and I've talked to some top generals who agree, it's like an anti-human force. What they're doing, and you come to the same conclusion, just isn't human.
Yeah, clearly it's an anti-human force, and clearly I'm glad you mentioned terraforming because that process is taking place. And by the way, George Soros just recently, you know, called for weather control.
Blocking the sun.
Right? So, you know, we got to invoke Dane Wigington, Geoengineering Watch, who we both had on as a guest many times. He's absolutely correct. He was called a conspiracy theorist for years. Now George Soros is calling for exactly what Dane Wigington was warning us about.
Yeah, and that's in his full hour-long speech he gave last week. Type in George Soros calls for blacking out the sun.
At Munich.
And George Soros calls for blacking out the sun with additives of jet fuel to aerosolize and block the sun. Oh, exactly what we said.
Right, right. So, they're at war with the sun. They're at war with carbon dioxide. And those two things are two of the three components of photosynthesis that grows the plants, that produces the crops, and the plants produce the oxygen that keeps humanity alive, and all of our animals, by the way. So this is a terraforming, anti-human death cult.
It's a simple equation. They're trying to cut off the sun and cut off carbon dioxide. They know we're smart enough to not cut off water or oxygen, but these things are just as important.
And at the same time, they're producing this, which is the perfect poison. We're going to talk about this, Alex. 2378 TCDD, the world's most toxic chemical. This is the dioxin chemical. There's about 75 of them. This is the worst one. This is the perfect poison because it never goes away. It's right here. And again, coming up at the bottom of this hour, our guests, we're going to get into that in more detail.
Well, not to bring myself into this, but I'm a bellwether, like a gauge or a sensor. I took off some time, went to Cancun a few weeks ago, had to take off to reset my brain. Hadn't been there in like 4 or 5 years. And I was there for 5 days, and I brought a bodyguard when I was on the beach with my daughter and family, he just sat back under the palapas or whatever. And there were all these liberals going, I used to hate him, but I got to admit he's right. This is crazy. All he heard was positive stuff. For 5 days, I was out on the beach, you know, volleyball and football and building sandcastles. I was out there like 5 hours a day. All he heard was positive, saying, actually, everybody attacks him, but he's right, and I'm a liberal. So again, what this Vanity Fair article says is true. It's not working. People want survival. They want prosperity.
If you want to live, if there are any progressives, leftists watching, if you want to live, this is where you're going to learn the truth. We are going to fight for the sustainability of human civilization. The mainstream media, the left wing, the right wing media, all of it is lying to you. They're calling it a controlled burn. It's not a controlled burn. It's a chemical factory. The independent media is where you're going to get the truth. And especially this show today, Alex, I have to say, what I'm bringing to your show today is the most important thing that I've ever offered here. This
wow.
is pivotal.
Well, you brought so many bombshells.
This is it. This is when you next segment, we'll get into this. When you see what they just did in Ohio, you'll see this vector of mass death and suicide is this is the worst ecological terrorism act ever in the history of our country. The worst. And
you've never said this is the biggest thing I've ever broke. Wow, this is huge.
Believe me, once we get into it, you'll see this will have implications for centuries on this continent.
And but imagine a nuclear war would be tens of thousands of times this all those other chemicals burning.
This is far worse than Chernobyl. More people will die because of this than died in Chernobyl. Far more people. And radiation, you know, cesium-137 has a half-life of 29 years. It eventually, in 3 centuries, it's basically gone. This stuff never goes away. This is worse than radiation.
By the way, I never aired it. I talked about it last Saturday. The newscast out of Palestine, Ohio, where 9 days before, FEMA shows up and says, put bracelets on for a disaster, RFID. The first test base in the country, it was set up.
Yeah, it looks like a setup, absolutely. Predictive programming with the White
House. And no wonder Biden or Buttigieg won't get near it because it's so damn poisonous.
Well, I know Trump is headed there, I think, tomorrow, and I'm...
You better wear a damn respirator.
Better be careful. Seriously. Every surface is contaminated.
You better be on the other side and not downwind. Exactly. Right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. They're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February 21st, 2023. They're already in World War III. The only question is, will it go nuclear? Most analysts say the probability is now 50-50. As we continue down this road, it goes to a certainty point of a singularity, of an Atlantean moment where we destroy ourselves. That Atlantis exists, we don't know. The parable, the fable, the legend is it did, and the technology destroyed their island. Are we about to destroy ourselves right now? Mike, looking at the situation in Ukraine, it's surreal. It's like it's not even real, but it's there. Biden will do whatever it takes. Putin flooding more troops in, threatening nuclear war, a massive escalation. How do you see this ending, and is there any way to stop it?
The consequences of the stolen election will be catastrophic. If we don't find a way to bring us back from the precipice of this, we need to start thinking in America, how do we survive nuclear strikes on our continent, okay? I mean, we are so close to that, and more importantly, our incompetent, arrogant, and ignorant State Department officials and Biden administration officials are deliberately, I believe, marching us into a nuclear conflict. Because it's kind of like what Skynet did, by the way, in the original Terminator movie. Remember, they asked, well, why did Skynet launch armed missiles at the Soviets? Because they knew the Soviets would launch the missiles back at us and destroy us. That's what the State Department is doing. They're acting like Skynet. They're saying, hey, the best way to destroy America is get Putin to nuke us. That's what they're doing.
And then their New World Order comes out of it, which is their actual plan.
Yep.
Plus it depopulates. Who's left will go under the control of the New World Order and all the advanced technologies.
And every emergency will be declared. Every website they don't like will be seized. Every broadcaster will be shut down.
Oh, opposition's done.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just declare emergency, and they'll confiscate all the guns, and they'll force you into FEMA camps, and they'll feed you whatever. I mean, you're going to be lucky to get food in that scenario. I mean, we're talking about the total annihilation of America as we know it, if we don't step back from the brink of this. And we're being run by mad, insane, psychotic people.
Who are you? They know that. I use the Terminator analogy from the 1980s one, the first one, which is such a classic. Skynet's already lost. So it's got to send back the Terminator to kill the guy that leads the rebellion. They've already lost. They need to overturn the whole chessboard because they know they've lost.
Really good point. You're exactly right. They know they've lost because look at how many people are rejecting the insanity of these anti-human policies. How many people are rejecting the grooming, the genital mutilation of children, the transgenderism push on children?
Hollywood admits their own words. They're dead. Everybody hates them.
And this is also why the globalists, Alex, have come out and just admitted everything. Again, weather control, geoengineering, depopulation, food scarcity, shutting down energy.
What did you make of Elon Musk last week at the World Government Summit in Dubai, WEF, saying your world government will collapse society, it's a bad idea? Joe Rogan suddenly, and I knew him 25 years ago, that's why I got mad at him, he's as smart as I am or you are, he knows all this stuff backwards and forwards. Now he's like, sounds like me every day. He's gone super hardcore. So we've kind of crossed the line here. It's a good sign, I think.
Well, I agree. And both Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, you know, they do very well based on an infrastructure that exists where they can communicate to people. And
so they're not part of the suicide cult. They're not perfect, but
exactly.
They're finally being forced to break with the suicide cult.
Because everything ends if this war begins. Everything ends.
And that's all I'm saying to the establishment or people that aren't psychotic. Just join humanity. Join prosperity. Please stop the death cult stuff. Can we stop? It's like Operation Valkyrie. There's not one guy we could take out like Hitler, but can we culturally take out the New World Order by not complying?
I mean, this is a do-or-die moment for the human race. We either prove that we are worthy of having life on this planet, which is so far not happening, or we lose our civilization and we lose this planet. And right now, I mean, our race, because of these lunatic leaders, we are sleepwalking, or I should say woke walking, into extermination right now. And people are just, they're on board with it. Still, quite a few, right? A lot of people are on board with it. You and I are just red pilling. We have like red pill catapults here at the InfoWars studio, just launching red pills out there.
And keep rolling the Terminator footage. But exactly, the question is, can we launch? There's open mouths, but can we launch enough red pills?
I do believe there will be a remnant of survivors no matter what happens. And I believe that we, in this movement in particular, we are hard to kill because we know how to protect ourselves from these toxins, because we know how to grow our own food, because we know self-defense. All of those watching and listening, the info warriors, the independent media, we are the hardest to kill. While the progressive leftists who live in the cities, they tend to be incredibly easy for globalists to exterminate because they have no redundancy. They have no plan other than believing authority. That authority wants to kill them, and they will if they're not stopped.
And that's how Stockholm Syndrome works, is the average person, particularly women, I think it's women, but women are like five times more likely in studies to go under Stockholm. They are approached, they are oppressed, and then the person says, submit to me, you'll be okay. The globalists are putting all this pressure on, attacking, enslaving, dominating, and saying, do what I say, you'll be safe. But you're not safe when you get in the car with Ted Bundy and he puts the handcuffs on you. You get taken to a dungeon and tortured to death. People have to understand, submission is not the way to go with this.
No, submission is a death sentence in this. You peacefully resist this. You wake people up. You speak out. You tell the truth. You use the alternative platforms. You share the truth. You share this show, BAM.video, and so on. That is how we win. We are in the process of winning. If we have enough runway remaining, we will win. And that's why the globalists
exactly.
are in a hurry right now.
We're winning in the trajectory. That's why they've got to overturn the chessboard. And I want to be clear. A lot of people call in. I get emails. You're a wimp. You don't want to go out and be violent. What? I'm going to kill FBI agents or cops or firemen or bureaucrats? They don't know what's going on. Or a lot of them are just like us. We have to kill the idea of the New World Order. We have to go after those running it. This is an ideological war. If it goes upside down and everything goes to hell, well, then all you people talking about violence, you're going to get way more than you wanted, okay? I'm trying to stop that. And I'm sick of hearing, you're a wimp. You don't want war. Yeah, exactly. I don't want nuclear war. I don't want civil war. I tried to stop January 6th.
Yeah, exactly. And those people who post those comments, they're instigators. They're trying to bait you into it. And as you just said, the correct answer here is to educate, uplift, awaken, and empower people with the skills to survive this. Because frankly, Alex, God willing, I hope we do not take a nuclear strike in this country. But if we do, it is survivable by people who know how to survive it, okay? I want to be clear.
You should come back and do a whole show on that.
If you don't take a direct hit, if you don't die from the immediate radiation or the blast, a nuclear war is, in fact, survivable by people who know how. But we've got to stop this because, you know, how are you going to grow food?
Well, that's the answer. We got to stop it.
We got to stop it.
Because, you know, the real time bomb will be the, let's say they kill half the population. In the first couple of weeks, they estimate half of what's left will die, and then, I mean, a power grid out, they say 80% will die in a year.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
exactly. No, you're talking about the total
decision. So it's the hordes of the public. We don't want, you know, I made the point of, like, I'll eat my neighbors. I'm saying that's the progression of this.
Well, in a nuclear war, more people will die from the infrastructure collapse than die from the nuclear strikes, okay? So, and you just alluded to that. When they take out the power grid and they take out the infrastructure, the banking and financial infrastructure, more people will die from starvation, from chaos and violence, and a lack of water supplies in cities like Los Angeles, which will be basically unsurvivable. More people will die from those things than from the radiation.
And now we're on the doorstep of this. Naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, special guest, straight ahead. Stay with us. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support.
I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Texas. He's a good friend of mine. He is one of the smartest people I know. And he's been on the show probably 200 times, to be conservative. He's never come in here and said, this is the biggest news in this hour and next hour, two big subjects to tie together. So in the interest of that, because, you know, I can't shut up because my brain burns with ideas I want to tell everybody, I'm going to actually go in the control room and watch this for the next 30 minutes with the special guest he's got so he can cover this, because this is so huge. They're saying this is worse than a Chernobyl event. So, Mike Adams, introduce your guest. Tell us what's happening.
Okay, wow. Well, here we go. So, the guest is going to be joining us here in just a minute is Eric Coppolino, and he's from PlanetWaves.fm. He hosts that platform, that network, and he has been covering dioxins, writing about it, and researching it for almost coming up on 40 years. He'll be joining us here in just a minute. I'm gonna tell you something that everybody needs to know right now, including Alex. You got to see this. I've got some overhead cams.
Oh, I'm watching. I'm just going to shut up.
Okay. So vinyl chloride, which I'm pointing at here, vinyl chloride, for those on the radio, I'm showing a molecule of vinyl chloride. It contains hydrogen, carbon, and chlorine. That's it. Just those three elements. Vinyl chloride is what was on the trains. It's considered an industrial waste, but not an insanely toxic waste product. You can deal with vinyl chloride. You can, you can put it into tanker cars and you can deal with it. You can incinerate it somewhere else in a proper hazardous waste facility. That's what was on the trains. When they set fire to it, and I learned this from Eric Coppolino, who's going to be joining us, when they set fire to it, and I've confirmed this, I have EPA documents confirming this, they created this molecule in the fire, which is on the right. This is the most toxic molecule ever created by man. It's 2378 TCDD. It's one dioxin of a class of dioxins. And you'll notice that oxygens are inserted into the center of this molecule. It has the carbons, the hydrogens, and now chlorine on both ends. Four chlorine atoms, and that creates armor. In essence, a chemical armor where this molecule is practically indestructible like Teflon. This molecule is a disruptor of every system in the human body.
So it doesn't break down like radiation.
It will not break down. It doesn't have a half-life like radiation. It is considered a persistent bioaccumulative toxin. That's called the PBT by the EPA. Persistent means it doesn't go away. Bioaccumulative means that it accumulates up the food chain. It falls on the grass. Grass is eaten by the cows. Goes into the cow fat cells. It ends up in the milk, the cheese, the meat, the eggs, and so on. And then as a toxin, it interferes with everything. Fertility. It causes cancer. It causes spontaneous abortions, deformities.
Sounds like the shot. Problems.
Exactly. But it's in a way, it's even worse than the shot because this, Alex, this gets unvaccinated people. Think about it. All the unvaccinated people, if you eat, you cannot avoid this if you're dealing with food that suffered the fallout. So just let me repeat. When they set fire to the vinyl chloride, they turned it into a chemical weapons factory that unleashed TCDD. And then they called this a controlled burn, which is a lie. It's not a controlled burn. It was a chemical factory, a chemical bomb on America, an act of ecological terrorism. And let me bring in Eric Coppolino. Mr. Coppolino, thank you for joining me again. I only met you recently. I interviewed him yesterday, and so I invited him on today. He knows what he's talking about. Mr. Coppolino, thank you for joining the show today.
Mike, thank you very much.
What I just said, do you concur with that? Do you have anything to add to that? Did I say anything incorrect from your view? What would you like to say?
Impeccably accurate. Every word, your entire assessment is spot on. If I could add a little bit more to the incident on the train, first of all, there were in fact five cars of polyvinyl chloride. Four cars of PVC pellets and five of vinyl chloride monomer. And they all burned or were burned. And the problem with that is that, among many, many, many problems, is that they were burning in the presence of other fires in cars containing things like wheat and metal and frozen vegetables. And so when other substances burn in the presence of any chlorine fire, this increases the amount of dioxin because you're making the hydrocarbons available as well as the chlorines available. So even a little bit of chlorine in a big any hydrocarbon fire will produce the dioxins. So this is not really measurable, but I know most of the history of dioxin going back, and I'm going to talk about that history in a moment because I've got a 1956 Monsanto document. I can't think of a worse dioxin release than this one.
This is, you and I both are calling for the total evacuation of East Palestine
yes.
Right now. It should happen immediately. And if it does not happen, Eric, what are we looking at in terms of children that are going to be born over the next several years? Because I've read in studies that this will alter pregnancies in a mother 20 years after exposure. What are we looking at in the next 2 years?
Well, even if it's not evacuated, even if it is evacuated, we have a problem because the people have been exposed to so much there, and most of them don't really understand the peril that they're in. They do not really understand the nature of this chemical. But we're looking at multi-generational effects. We're looking at women who cannot have children, and we're looking at spontaneous abortions pretty much in everyone who's pregnant now and potentially everyone who becomes pregnant. Carol Van Strum, my teacher and document source, who provided me with this document, we spoke to the people of East Palestine last night in a Zoom call, and Carol described a situation in her community which was sprayed with Agent Orange in the 60s and 70s after it was banned in Vietnam, and there has not been a single baby born in this valley for 50 years.
Unreal. I mean, this is... Would it be going too far to describe this as a depopulation weapon, or at least a depopulation effect? Whether you think it's intentional or accidental, the effect is depopulation, is it not?
Yeah, it's depopulation, and it's disrupting the biological processes in the lives of many people. We're all living with a level of hormone pollution. I mean, this is going to add to an already very serious hormone pollution problem. We worry about why there's all these weird things going on with sex and gender. And though this is not politically correct to say, we're living in a world that is completely soaked in endocrine disrupting chemicals. And in terms of intent, Mike, the word intent means knew or should have known. Intent does not mean the desire to make something happen. In other words, if a jury has the option of finding someone guilty of an intentional tort, they don't have to have wanted the thing to happen. They only needed to know or should know that it could happen, and that is certainly the case here. And I think there is an absolute act of intent, and I don't know what Governor DeWine knew when he signed off on dumping between 1 and 5 carloads of this stuff, but the governor of Ohio agreed to this. According to the Cincinnati Inquirer, quotes in the Cincinnati Inquirer, he was consulted and he ordered an evacuation of the area, and they torched 5 tanker cars full of vinyl chloride. I mean, I cannot imagine a worse thing. I mean, this is going to be like testing a nuclear bomb in Yonkers,
Eric. And then they lied and they said it's a controlled burn. Now, a controlled burn is supposed to apply to, you know, forest fires, where you burn a fire break so that the fire doesn't spread. When you take vinyl chloride or PVC and you throw it in a ditch and you set it on fire, according to the EPA, it will produce massive amounts of dioxins. And I'm on archive.epa.gov. You can look up their dioxin information. It says studies have shown that only small amounts of chlorinated materials, so that's the vinyl chloride, polyvinyl chloride, only small amounts of these materials will result in the formation of dioxins when burning. We'll be right back with more with Eric Coppolino. This is Mike Adams here and Alex Jones on Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Folks, this is totally premeditated. The evidence is overwhelming.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, here with Mike Adams and a special guest. Mike will be hosting the fourth hour with another special guest. The dovetails with this, but I need to say this. We can't do broadcasts like this without your support. Exposing the poison shots, trying to stop World War III, exposing these toxic waste dumps that are out of control. They want us off air so nobody knows what's going on. So thanks to the listeners for supporting us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get great CBD oil, highest grade, for way more than 50% off. Get great vitamin D3. Get other amazing products, our bone broth back in stock, our prebiotic, InfoWarsStore.com. And you, the listeners, know that you're the ones that kept us on air to save so many lives. When you call in and thank me, I'm thanking you. But I'm asking those that haven't ever bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to get off the bench and to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. It's symbiotic. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. One of the best and easiest ways to fight tyranny is to support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com while getting great products at the same time. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and order these great products that are ready to ship to you. We usually ship within 24 hours. We've got great shipping and free shipping of $50 at InfoWarsStore.com, Patriot Points, and more. Mike, this guest you got to have back on. I got to have back on for a full hour because I've been researching this myself. At first, I'm like, okay, they burned some gasoline or burned some chemical. And then I know you're on this with this great researcher who's been covering dioxin. It's one of the most deadly things out there. This is the most deadly form of dioxin. But when I look at FEMA running a drill 2 weeks before, right through to the day it happened of putting bracelets on for an emergency, and all of this, and they have this perfect train loaded with all these perfect things to cause this, and then Biden won't go there. He won't get federal support. I mean, this is smoking gun, because if you study the globalists, they always run drills for real attacks in case their people get caught running the attack. They say, oh, it's part of the drill, just like 9/11, just like so many other events. So to me, the drill for this FEMA ID, for FEMA slavery, is just really, really a bellwether.
It has every marker of being planned and as part of a nationwide sabotage and chemical spill operation. So it's not just shutting down food infrastructure, energy infrastructure. It's about blowing up chemical plants. I mean, there have been dozens, actually, this year.
Wall Street Journal confirms attacks on power plants, power structures, food processing, chemical plants, off the chart.
And what we need to understand about this attack in particular is how extremely low concentrations of this molecule are insanely toxic. We're going to bring back in Mr. Coppola.
That's right. I heard your guest say he read the governor in a news article. I saw the governor on Fox News admit he was advised by the chemist, by FEMA, by the experts to set it on fire, and he did it. So, yeah, the governor admits it, but they knew what they were doing.
They should have known if they didn't. But I think you're right. I think they did. But understand, compared to glyphosate, I mean, glyphosate is a Boy Scout compared to dioxins, okay? Heavy metals, lead, mercury, arsenic.
So tens of millions dead glyphosate is nothing compared to that.
Nothing compared to dioxins. This can be toxic at what's called femtograms. A femtogram is 1/1,000,000th of a billionth of a gram. I mean, we're talking nanograms and then picograms.
So this kills any tissue it comes in contact with.
Well, it doesn't kill the tissue. It interferes with all normal physiological functions. So it's soluble with lipids in the body. So it interferes with everything: the endocrine system, the cardiovascular system, the neurological.
The hormones are attacking.
The hormones, we're talking about in your blood. It could be at parts per trillion or lower.
Wow.
There's no safe dose, which means that every surface in East Palestine, and probably for 1,000 square miles around there, every surface is contaminated and will be.
Guys, roll the video of doves, hundreds of doves, all of them dying, hanging by their feet and falling 20 miles from the event. And then let's go back to your guest.
Yes, let's bring in, again, Eric Coppolino. And if you want to go to his Substack site, by the way, it's planetwaves.org. And he has a really great resource there on dioxins. Mr. Coppolino, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate you. We've been just...
Yeah, what about the premeditation? And just, you've got the floor, but this looks premeditated.
Well, is that addressed to me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
So apart from the premeditation potential of this, and to me, by the way, the drill is always the key to premeditation, so I need to look into that. But let's go back to a 1956 Monsanto document. Can we see this?
Yeah, we'll punch that up. Go ahead.
There you go. So, yeah. Oh my God, I've got my screen blur on.
Yeah, you got the screen blur, but we can...
Is there a way to get rid of that?
We don't mind seeing your background. Yeah, it's fine.
You'll trust that, and I can provide this document to you.
If you just tell us the name of the document, my crew can pull it up.
Yeah, it's in Document Cloud. I'll send you a link. It's in a kind of obscure place. But in any event, it's a 1956 Monsanto document, which is attempting, and it's fairly long. I mean, it's about 10 pages long, includes meeting minutes, and it's attempting to reconcile the fact that they had these very unusual toxic effects in 1949 from an incident that turned out to be dioxin. Then they had similar effects in Germany when a plant blew up in 1953, and they knew everything they needed to know about these chemicals as at their own admission by 1956. They knew everything that it was going to be contaminated in. This document takes you back through time, and they look back at all the Agent Orange components, and they admit that it's in there. And then they turn around and they spray Agent Orange, which was, you know, dioxins, one of dioxins' most infamous moments. And that's where most of you know about this, because if any of you are related to a Vietnam vet...
No deformities in our family history. Two deformities in my uncle that was a helicopter gun pilot on a Cobra protecting the spraying of it. Two deformed children out of four.
Yep. And three generations. Dow Chemical knew in the 1970s this would go three generations in a rat study that the EPA conspired with Dow to cover up. Now, the problem with the EPA is that they always conspire with the companies to cover up their crimes. They act almost like a public relations agency or a buffer to the companies to keep the companies in business And this just has been the role of the EPA and the FDA since the beginning.
And by the way, the exposure of these dioxins causes aggressive behavior in children. It causes deformities, both neurological and behavioral deformities.
But it's directly linked like lead to crime.
Well, yeah, but again, at concentrations that are literally a billion times smaller. So there's no way to get rid of this. Now, we have
to. So they want an angrier world, Klaus Schwab talks about.
And this feeds right into infertility, spontaneous abortions, and also lack of sperm motility in men. It's like the worst nightmare chemical, right, Eric? I mean, everything that you've seen in your research, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the toxin by which all others are. I've taken my blur off. You cannot see my
Sure. So by accident, so the Ace of Spades, the King Daddy, has been released. That's not an accident.
Yeah, we see the document.
Right, so I'll share this document with you, Alex. It is really impressive to read how much Monsanto knew, how long before they started dumping this entire chemical on the millions of men who served in Vietnam, the Vietnamese people, and then when it was banned in Vietnam, they sprayed it on the forests of the Pacific Northwest. So this war has been going on for a very long time. Dioxin is the perfect chemical weapon. It is a war against the people throughout the history of dioxin, right up to the present day.
So basically, Super Agent Orange is bombing the Northeast right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically, exactly. Yeah. It was almost like exploding an Agent Orange factory in East Palestine, Ohio. And this is why I am calling for the evacuation of East Palestine until there can be absolutely honest, comprehensive tests for dioxins, dibenzofurans, and all other known degradation products.
Well, what's happening to these birds? Because there's videos of animals dying everywhere. There's hundreds of birds falling out of the sky, dying. Well, what's going on? Hanging by their feet like bats?
This is the very toxic. It's Silent Spring. I mean, this was what happened in Silent Spring, the book that got DDT banned. People are saying that their bird feeders have no birds. Of course they don't have any birds. This stuff is unbelievably toxic to wildlife, to small children, to pregnant women. It will sterilize all women of childbearing age, and that's why they must leave, take your dogs and cats with you, and then we have to pressure the EPA to get independent, honest testing for dioxins and furans.
Eric, and along those lines, before we run out of time, Alex, our lab is investing in a dioxin interface for equipment. I'll talk to you more about that off air. We're going to be able to do independent testing. Secondly, let me go through the list of PubMed published studies that talk about nutrients that can help eliminate this just real quickly. Catechins from green tea. This was all National Library of Medicine publications. Black tea. Effects of green vegetables, chlorophyll, chlorella, seaweed, green matcha tea. And this all eliminates dioxins in laboratory studies. It eliminates it from breast milk so that you can breastfeed your babies. There's something called dried bonito broth, which is known in Japan, that's been able to help children that have been exposed to dioxins. Folks, and we know about indole-3-carbol.
So for any enemy attack, God gave us something.
Exactly. But you have to have the knowledge. You have to understand nutrition and superfoods and supplements, or grow your own sprouts, grow broccoli sprouts, make your own indole-3-carbol, eat cruciferous vegetables, grow your own vegetables. You can detox from this. You can survive. That's my message.
Five more minutes with your incredible guest. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.